Have you ever secretly looked down on the Jewish people as if God cut them off and chose you instead? Scripture says you're just a wild olive branch grafted into their rich root by grace alone. Before you speak about Israel, remember, it's not you who supports the root, but the root that supports you. Let this short devotional reset your heart with humility, gratitude, and a deeper love for God's chosen people. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiw.org. And I hope you are having a great and fantastic day. It is wonderful here in today. I'm in Linwood, so I'm excited to be here today. And we're going to dive into God's Word together in just a few moments. But if you're enjoying this series called Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. Today's question is very, very simple. It is this: are there ways you look down on Jewish people as, quote, cut off, while forgetting you were grafted in by grace? So that's our question today. Are you looking down on Jewish people as if they're cut off, forgetting that you were grafted in by grace? So if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity and your continued support of our ministry. So let's read Romans chapter 11, and we are going to start around verse 17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive were grafted in among them and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Okay, so we're going to focus on the first two verses, verses 17 and 18, as we go in here. The first thing we see, it says, but if you, some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in. So have you ever thought about this? If you're a Gentile, you're a wild olive tree. And I wrote down this question: why are Gentiles called wild olive trees? And it really is simple to begin to understand that God spoke to Israel as if they were trees. Sometimes it was a fig tree, sometimes it was an olive tree, and that we are grafted in by grace through faith. And so it says here in Romans chapter 4, verse 3, it says, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So we were grafted into that promise of God. And we see in the book of Hosea, if we go back there really quick, we see that God oftentimes describes Israel as a tree. And in Hosea chapter 14, it says this: return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all our iniquity and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say again, our God, to the work of our hands. For in you, the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, look at this, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again raise grain, and they will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. So in Hosea, in the Old Testament, we see that God referred to Israel as a beautiful olive tree. And it says that you being wild olive trees, in other words, we're Gentiles, we didn't necessarily by heritage have Jewish roots or a constrained roots of faith like Abraham. were grafted in among them, and you became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree. So as Gentiles, we are the wild olive tree, and we're grafted in. But I love this because it says, and you'll be partakers with them. With who? With the Jews, with the Israelites, with those who are of the natural tree. And when you think about being partakers with them, we don't replace them. See, the true tree wasn't uprooted, and then we become the new wild olive tree becomes the new tree. We partake of the divine things of God, the faith of Abraham, because we're grafted into that root system. It says, you will be partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree. Now, you may ask yourself, what is the rich root? Well, we just read that in Romans chapter 4, verse 3, or we could go back to Genesis if we wanted, to chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. He says, now the Lord said to Abram, so God speaking to him, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so shall you be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the ones who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. So we know that God spoke to Abraham several times, and you can be partakers of that covenant. And remember this, Abraham was saved by faith. Moses is the one who brought the law as a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. So that was some 400 or 500 years later, maybe even longer. So when we look at this, we see that Abraham had faith, and we can partake of that rich heritage of Abraham and the covenant with the Jewish people. Why? We're grafted into the olive tree. Then he says this, do not be arrogant towards the branches. And there are many in our culture today, whether it is popular talk show host or whether it be people on the news, whatever it might be, that are very arrogant towards the Jewish people. They're saying they don't have a place, it's not the real nation, it's not this, it's not that, and they spread all these lies about Israel. And I just want to encourage you, don't be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, if you're struggling with pride and arrogance, here's what he says. Remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. As born-again believers in Jesus Christ, our root system is in Abraham's faith, a Jewish system. And that is incredibly, incredibly important to remember, that we are grafted into this root system, and that root supports us. So as you go through the public square today, watch over your pride. Make sure that you are not arrogant and boastful as being a Christ follower. Understand it's by faith, through grace, and only his mercy that you have been able to follow after Christ. And same with the Jewish people. So look over your pride and remember that the root system supports you. Jewish roots are your support. Remember that today. As you have conversations around the, there's the war in Iran and all of the stuff that's going on. As you have conversations, remember, you are supported by a Jewish root system you are grafted in. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for wisdom over President Trump. We pray for Netanyahu, Bibi. We pray that you will touch them, give them wisdom. God, go before us in all things. God, we won't be arrogant towards the branches, but remember, we are the wild olive trees grafted in. God, as Gentiles, help us to remember that our Christian faith is based on a Jewish Abrahamic faith. And so we embrace that covenant that you made with Abraham, and we don't replace it. We're partakers with it. As the bride of Christ, we partake in faith, and we thank you for that. We ask that many Jews will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that they will find their Messiah in Yeshua. God, you are our creator, and you go before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.